Good morning. I hope everyone had a wonderful Shabbos and a Motzei Shabbos. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lili Neshmas, Avi Moria, Rav Hillel ben Meir, Chil Mechal, Reining Kaparas Mishkavo, and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Lebracha. Today, Sunday, we are in Sefer Yishayo, and we are going to study Perek Lamites. And in this Perek, which parallels a Perek in Malachim Beis, Perek Chaf, we learn that after he recovers, Chizkiyo makes a big boo-boo. Oops, in judgment. When he was dealing with Merodach Baladan, the son of Baladan, the king of Babel, which had a very bad effect on the future of the Jewish people. You have to remember, at the time of Chizkiyo, Babel is a very small country under the control of the people of Ashur. And the Assyrians allowed their conquered states to maintain their own kings, who are really just puppets, who are allowed a certain degree of autonomy in exchange for paying tributes and other taxes. And so Merodach Baladan was king of Babel, although at the time that this narrative takes place, after Sennacherib dies, the kingdom of Assyria begins to decline. It still controlled Babel. Merodach Baladan was the vassal king. And so the Chacham tells us he's Baladan ben Baladan because he honored his father by taking on his name and acting instead when Baladan became disfigured. Eventually, Babel, under Nebuchadnezzar, will become a world power that destroys Nineveh, and punishes it, and conquers the Assyrian Empire. And 125 years after that, after where our Perek, Babel destroys Malchus Yehuda and burns the Beis HaMikdash to the ground. The Babel world empire is known as Neo-Babylon, which lasts for 70 years. And Merodach Baladan sends a writings and a tribute to Chizkiyo, having heard that he was sick, and he got his strength back. And according to Divrei Hayamim, a different reason is brought up. The Drosh HaMopi Sasharia Ba'aretz, that when the 10 extra hours of daylight occurred, it was visible in Babel. So Merodach Baladan wanted to know, how did it happen that when Chizkiyo Malach Yehuda was saved from his illness, he said if he's such a great person that miracles happen for him, we should send congratulatory letters to him. And it's very possible that the reason in Divrei Hayamim indicates that Merodach Baladan was not just benign, he wanted to discover Chizkiyo's power so that one day he could use it against his own rulers. So Vayisamach Aleihem Chizkiyo got very excited to get the delegation and to tell him all the miracles he went through. But instead of giving those miracles to Hashem, he showed off the great wealth. And this was a test to see what happened. And he showed him the treasure house. And the treasure house had gold and silver in it. And the spices and the oils, maybe even the Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Shemen HaFarsimon, and he didn't save any state secrets. He even showed him his private Sefer Torah, and that Sefer Torah is always kept in the king's treasure house. But he showed off his wealth, instead of humbly describing Hashem's special events. So by flaunting his wealth, Chizkiyo violated the rule of Levilti Rum Levavo. And so after Babel leaves, Yishayo comes to Chizkiyo and he says, what did the people say? And Yishayo knew very well who the people were. But we'll see his questions were a sort of musar to Chizkiyo for flaunting his wealth to his visitors instead of thanking Hashem for all that he went through. So Chizkiyo said, they came to me from Babel. And he said, so what did they see in your house? Yishayo asks him, and Chizkiyo says, they saw everything, right? And there was nothing I didn't show them. So Yishayo says, Hashem says there's going to be a day, there's a day that's coming, and everything in your house is going to go to Babel. There's nothing that's going to stay back, and your children, they're also going to take away. And they're going to become the officials in the palace of Chizkiyo, in the palace of Babel. And Chizkiyo accepts Hashem's judgment that the Babylonians are going to destroy the Jewish state as being good. He understands that this is Tzedek Adin, right? That this is the acceptance of Hashem's judgment. Atzur Tamim Po'alo Kichol D'Rachav Mishpat. Whether we understand it or not, there is one thing we have to understand. However, Chizkiyo adds one other point at the end of the parak, and what is that? Ki Yesh Shalom V'Yemes B'Yamai. He says, at least in my life, there'll be no more wars in my life, and that will give me the opportunity to study Torah and teach Torah. So it's amazing that Chizkiyo doesn't seem to be concerned about what's going to happen after he's dead. And so in an attempt to understand why that is, Rabbi Schwab suggests that one could say, just as Chizkiyahu saw that when Menashe was coming to the throne, things would be in motion that would lead to the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So he thought it was going to be a tefillah shav, a useless tefillah. And so that would explain Chizkiyahu's last words, Kisholm Yebi Yamai. It wasn't a selfish request, it was a declaration. On this disappointing note, the display of his wealth to the Babylonians and the prophecy of the destruction of Malchus Yehuda, the narrative of Chizkiyahu comes to an end. What had started as an optimistic note that Chizkiyahu would be a great man ends with Chizkiyahu failing to develop into this ideal personality of Mashiach. Chizkiyahu HaMelech remains forever one of the great personalities of history. We're told that Ba'Hashem Elokei Yisrael Batach Ve'acharav Lohaya Kamo V'chol Malchei Yehuda Asher Hayu Lefanav, that he trusted in Hashem and there was none like him after him, and none that were like him before him. And the Gemara says that when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was a descendant, were dying, he declared that a chair should be prepared for Chizkiyahu of Yehuda, who came to accompany him into the Olam HaEmes. This concludes the second third of Sefer Yishayahu, almost, and Be'ezras Hashem, the second part of the entire Sefer, we will begin tomorrow, where Yishayahu starts to talk about Nechama, the idea of consolation, which we'll take up when we meet again tomorrow. Everyone have a great day.